Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Now, if you listen to this, you're going to find that the audio is just a little bit different. And that's because I'm currently recording this from Sydney, and I don't have my sweet, awesome setup with me. It was a bit too heavy to bring on the plane. It was unnecessary kilos. Or in pounds, I don't know, in different countries, people say pounds. But yeah, so I'm in Sydney right now because I'm currently testing the business to travel. And I'm testing to see how I can coach and everything like that and what limitations. And one of the limitations is that my podcast is not going to sound as sexy. So I need to figure out a really creative way to do the podcast on the road because, you know me, I like sexy. But in this podcast, I kind of wanted to talk about something that's counterintuitive. Because in the past, we've kind of talked about inverse law, we've talked about emotions and things like that. And truth be told, that's the name of the game. You know, when people ask me questions like, oh my God, how do I get this guy to like me? You know, it's all about emotions. It's never not been about emotions. But in this podcast, I want to talk about happiness. Because your happiness is so important. Your happiness is your mission. When people say, I want someone to make me happy. I want someone because I want to be happy. I want someone because, you know, I'll just feel complete. Well, that's a lot of pressure to put on that someone. I like it in Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle once said, Eckhart Tolle, a human, you know, he once pointed out the humor in marriage, where it's like, I will love you as long as you love me. And in some cases, it has that feeling about it. And I've seen this, that people get married for the wrong reasons. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get married for the wrong reasons, but I just say some people do. Because when people get married for the wrong reasons, they're doing it because they're trying to lock in feeling happy. This is what I get time and time again. When people come to me and they say something like, you know, he used to do this, but now he doesn't. And it has the same energetic feel as them describing something like, I used to go to this vending machine, put in things to get some objects. And it stopped working. Can you fix it for me? Can you fix him for me? And this happens all the fucking time. The amount of women I hear that come to me that goes, oh, you should coach this guy, I know. You should fix that person, I know. You should fix my partner. He stopped doing the things that make me happy. It's like, oh, okay. I didn't realize it was his responsibility. It's his privilege, but it's not his job. It's never been his job. In the same way, it's your privilege to make him happy or to enhance or to bring light to someone's happiness, but it's never been your job. It's never been your job. And so to expand upon this, because I want to go in deeper and I want to bring in some fresh new ideas for you guys, it's like, if there is no understanding of this concept, then you can't get to those higher concepts. And the higher concepts are very easily that it's like, and relationships, right? Just like anything, is like energy physics. You know, what is Newton's laws of physics? Where it says, you know, stationary objects remain stationary unless a force is acted upon it, right? And you know, there is friction, there is, I don't remember all the forces of physics off the top of my head, I feel like for a future podcast I should go into it, but love is just like physics, that if you want something to happen, now knowing that it's not your responsibility to make someone happy, or it's not your responsibility, it's only your responsibility to make you happy, right? When two people make themselves happy together, that itself is a really beautiful relationship. But if you've ever wanted to know how to make someone do something or make something happen in a relationship, right? It's simple physics. Stationary objects remain stationary unless a force is applied. But that force itself, again, that's your force with yourself. How you feel, what you want to do with yourself, energy in yourself, because energy, as we've discussed in the past, is like a currency. We build it up, we build this momentum. I'm talking very esoterically here, and I want to give you some real world examples just in a second, but it is that energy. Like fucking hell, like you guys, right? You people listening to this podcast, the amount of times that I hear you guys say stuff like, oh, I just want my partner to be more honest with me. Why doesn't he tell me the truth? It's like, well, do you ask him the truth? Some people say, no, it's his job. It's like, oh, I didn't know you were passive. It comes down to your willingness to feel and express those emotions. If your partner is afraid of telling the truth, well, at one point you were afraid of telling the truth, so you attracted a partner who was equally that afraid. That's the energy physics there. That's that momentum. That's that law of attraction. That's that understanding. There is a beautiful symphony in relationships and dating when you understand it. There is a beautiful symphony. And it doesn't have to be so hard. It doesn't have to be that you make things happen in a certain way. You know? It doesn't have to be that he has to be there all the time. It doesn't have to be that way. If you're with someone now and, you know, you're unsure if it's actually going to last, it doesn't have to be that it lasts. If the path of least resistance is that it ends, then that's what you got to do. It's interesting to see that people break up with people so much more longer than they actually break up with them. That they've mentally checked out, and the rest of it is the universe coming into alignment. But when you understand this, right, when you understand this process, you realize that there's actually nothing to understand. It's actually about becoming sensitive to love. The amount of times when I go out, I meet people, just human beings. You know, not even in an intimate romantic sense, is every single time I leave the house. And I say that with such conviction because every time that happens, I always meet someone. Why? Because there's a part of me that's sensitive to other humans that want to talk. And those people that want to talk, I end up speaking to. You know? And so people say, but it's too hard. It's like, no, it's not too hard. You're just not sensitive enough. You're just not sensitive enough to the various emotions that exist. And so if we talk about this, right, when we go back to that energy physics of relationships where we say stationary objects are stationary unless forces are acted upon them, that force that you want, if you want momentum in your relationship, if you want a certain outcome, you have to be sensitive towards that outcome. So let's give some real examples because I'm talking very esoterically here and I know some people will be like, what about me? I get it. Physics, energy, something, love, energy, who cares? But what about me? I'm struggling right now. And if you're struggling right now, let's talk about some real examples. A real example might be that, you know, you want to take your relationship to that next level. So that next level might be that you want to move in together. Let's just use that as an example. You want to move in together. Now, are you sensitive towards moving in? You might be sensitive towards yourself moving in, but are you sensitive towards him moving in? You know, is he exhibiting nesting signs? These are the things to be sensitive towards. A nesting sign might be, does he bring stuff over to your house? Does he leave stuff in? Does he come over a lot? Does he get you to come over? Is there cooking? Does he bring groceries? You know, does he do all of these little things that show that he cares about creating a home together? Are you sensitive to standoffish behavior? You might say you see it all the time in people, but are you sensitive towards it? You might see it all the time because you just haven't seen it enough. Because when you're sensitive towards standoffish behavior, you also start to notice. So for example, with the whole moving in together, you might notice he's nesting, but he's also holding himself back. And when he's holding himself back, it's like, why is that? Then you get to find out. Then you see the real resistances. You see through the matrix, so to speak. The amount of times I've met people who've just met and they've moved in together really quickly, or they've met and they've like got married really quickly, or they've met, or they've fallen into a relationship really quickly, is because that was the landslide. That was like the rift. That was the path of least resistance for them, because they were both ready for it at that point in time. There is no amount of forcing that you can do that is going to make someone love you. There is no amount of forcing that you can do that is going to make someone want to move in with you. There is no forcing that you can do that is going to bring someone back. They have to want it too. But you have to remember this, that energy, feelings, love, there is a transference between humans. When you become so bottled up with love and affection, you then transfer that emotion to other people. So if you want to know how to make things happen, this is the stuff that I normally don't reveal just to everyone. So congratulations for listening to this podcast. But if you want to know how to make it happen, you have to build up the energy within yourself, the urge, the love, the thing. For example, right? And I'm not talking about the need. I'm talking about the love of the outcome, not the need of the outcome. There is a fundamental difference. And I'm going to use the example of a restaurant. So I'm in Sydney right now. And my friends that I'm staying with, who are some amazing film production people, they film, they edit, they're fucking amazing. And these guys, they're like, hey, we're going to go to this plant-based burger place. Let's go for dinner there. And so we did. Simple. But imagine if I did not want to go to that plant-based burger place. It's called Soul Foods. Soul Burger. Imagine if I didn't want to go to Soul Burger. What would happen? Well, you know, maybe they could try and convince me. You know, that's a really bad example. Let's scrap that example. Let's just use, you've been to a movie and you know the movie is great because you love the movie and you want your friend to see it. That is such a different energetic feel because you're in tune with love. That's what we call being in tune with love. That is a different energetic feel to you seeing a movie and needing your friends to see it because you want to validate what you think. Again, esoteric, let's talk about love. Love might be that you want someone to go out with you, right? If you know that the outcome is going to be absolutely amazing, you know that more than the other person. You are more likely to have that energetic flow. It's not convincing. It's not convincing them. It's not controlling. It's not manipulative. What it does is a flow. Because if you think the outcome is going to be so much more amazing, that person will feel it too. Remember, communication. People feel what you have to say more than you have to say it. Then more than what you say. So if you then say something like, you know, like, hey, I want to go out with you, or hey, do you want to go out? But it's because you're unsure and you need it to happen because you want to be sure, you want the proof. They're going to feel that. And if they don't want that, if that's not something that jives with them, then that's not going to be the case. But remember the universal law of relationships. The universal law of relationships is that we get into relationships because of how they make us feel. And most people just want to feel happy. So if you are convinced, right? And this is interesting because, you know, our society says that stalking is bad. But I'm going to tell you a story about a couple. But if you are convinced that what the outcome is amazing and you are going to be groundbreaking and just really connect and share the love and it's going to be absolutely incredible. If you are convinced of that, then soon the other person will be convinced of that as well. It's so amazing as a phenomenon. And I'll tell you this story. I once was invited to this birthday party and was at a rooftop place. And that was at a time where I didn't really want to tell people what I did. Why? Because I wanted to build up the energy and just like have them find out in their own court. But someone tells this couple, it's like, oh, here's Harvey, he's a dating coach. And they go, oh my God, Harvey, the dating coach, oh, let's tell him all our stories. I'm like, great, here we go. You know, I didn't come here to work, but here I am. So that's at the time, because I was pretty like, I was vibrating with some bitterness at the time. And so these people, they come to me and they tell me the story about how they get together. And the girl tells me, so it was a couple, husband and wife. And the wife tells me, you know, when we first got together, you know, he was really full on. We spent that night together. Then I was going to go to Sydney. He wanted to drive me to Sydney. But then I got to Sydney and I met some other guys and they weren't as good as him. So I came back and I saw him and I'm like, all right, let's go out. Anyone else would hear that story and be like, oh my God, he wanted to drive you to Sydney and you just met him? Weirdo alert, red flag alert. Oh my God. But here was a man who was so convinced that this woman was unlike anything he'd ever seen, that it did not matter if he was creepy because he knew that the outcome of them being together was so much more powerful and so much more bliss. He had what we call conviction. And when you have that conviction, you then can convict other people. You then bring other people into your reality. So the only reason why, when you're in a relationship with someone, that they don't feel the same way that you feel is because you don't feel that. Is that when we are in that situation, we're not getting the outcome that we want. We're energetically vibrating with a need emotion or an emotion of lack. Because when we're in lack, we want the other person to fill that space. When we're in lack, we want the other person to help us out. And that's great to have someone help you out if they want to. But if you're always operating in lack, what will happen is you will take more from the relationship than you give. And when you take more from the relationship, remember, energy is a currency. If something runs out of money, what happens? They become bankrupt. When a relationship runs out of energy, it becomes energetically bankrupt. And that's when people break up. Because they have no more. They can't do it anymore. I remember an ex-girlfriend of mine. She wanted to get back together. And I remember being with her, being like, let's just see how this goes. And I was so bankrupt from that relationship, I could barely talk. I was like, I just looked like one cold motherfucker. But it wasn't. I was dead inside. I just didn't have any energy to feel. And that's what happens. So are you adding more to the relationships or are you taking away from the relationships? We want to always be adding more. But how do we do that? Well, how do you make someone feel good? When you give to someone, that makes them feel good. You know, people always say, the secret of any relationship is giving, right? The secret of relationships is giving. Yeah, but giving in the right way. You don't have to give it all away. Because sometimes people don't want it all. That's the beauty. It's so interesting to see. It's like, for example, you know, I like the example of, you know, like a kid crossing the road. Is it nice to yell at a child? Probably not. Is it nice to yell at a child because it's about to get hit by a truck? Yeah, I think that's okay. Why? It's because it's the situation that counts. So everyone who has their hard and fast rules about dating and relationships, ooh, wait 3 days, or this, or the 3 month rule, or the 30 day rule, who gives a fuck? Whose rules are they? They're not your rules, so why the fuck are you following them? I'm here as your coach to help you create your own rules, to help you live your love life on your terms and make it under your understanding. That is it. I'm not here to tell you some universal rules like I'm your parent trying to school you on how to be a person. You're old enough. You know how to do that. You have your own sense of stability. I'm not here to tell you anything you don't know. I'm here to help you create your own style of relationship that is unique for you. And you will never do that if you are taking away from relationships. And if you are listening to advice that is logical and not emotional, listen to my voice. Look how much passion there is right now. This is what I mean. We hear it more, right? We hear it more from what people have to say, as in the emotion that they convey, more than what they say. That's why whenever I get off a coaching call with people, they are like awake. Because I am going to wake people the fuck up. I often joke that I'm better than coffee because of that exact reason. So what do you want? What do you want to create? What are you excited about? What makes you happy? Now, I just did another podcast, a podcast interview, which should be out soon. I don't know when. And the reason why I bring that up is because we were talking about men's coaching just a little bit. And in this, we talked about how often, you know, women are often talking about, how do I get my guy to stay? Guys are often like, how do I even talk to a girl? And the same answer, it's the same answer. The answer is just follow your excitement. Follow what makes you happy. And I want to bring this up because I also want to bring up social skills just in general. Because you humans, right? You humans, I'm not saying men or women, I'm saying people, expect way too much of themselves, of yourselves. You expect way too much by thinking, oh my God, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I should do this, I should do that. Then you put all so much pressure on yourself and then you can't achieve it because of that pressure. Now, the same thing happens with social skills. Because when you go out, right, people are like, oh, I don't like going out. And you talk to them and they're just afraid of talking to people. But if you didn't put so much fucking pressure on yourself, you would just follow what made you excited, right? Because if you go to a bar and you see that cute person that you want to talk to, right, and talking to them is terrifying, then guess what? Don't fucking talk to them. If talking to your friend makes you happy, then talk to your friend. Because pretty soon when you follow that excitement, remember, you don't talk to people. You don't get in a relationship to be happy. You do it because you're happy. Same thing. You don't talk to people and flirt with people to be happy. You do it because you're happy. So in this case, right, if talking to your friend makes you happy, eventually you'll be in a state where you've developed enough energy within you that it's easy to break barriers. I love automatic action. I feel like people, we should do whatever becomes automatic for us. For me, it was going to karaoke last night with some mates, doing a couple podcasts this morning, going to go record a video later, going to edit some videos. It's going to be great. That's what makes me happy. Traveling, that's what makes me happy. Dealing with some bullshit people who ask me stupid questions, that doesn't make me happy. I want to end this with one final example of human nature. That we get what we look for. And the reason why that's so scary is because when we get what we look for, we have to become aware of what we're looking for. Most people don't realize what they're actually looking for. They might say they're looking for love. What they're really looking for is confidence. What they say is they're looking for happiness. Oh, they're looking for love. What they really say is they're looking for happiness. What they might say is they're looking for love. What they really say is they're just looking to figure themselves out. And it's your job to help them. I don't mean like help them like I said before, right? It's, how do I say this? Because it sounds contradictory when I say it's your job to make yourself happy, right? But the only thing you can really do is help other people. You can help them discover what they want, which means, right, if someone wants to love you, then you can help them. It's your choice. You always get a choice. That's what I mean by privilege, to make it more make sense. It's your choice. If someone wants to love you, you then have a choice to help them. If someone doesn't want to be with you, you have a choice to help them. Personally, I always pick the choice. I always do it. And the story was, there was this guy who added me on Instagram. This guy added me on Instagram, and he was telling me about how he's trying to increase his goals. He's trying to, you know, like, I'm working on my goals. And I say, great. Here's a tip for Instagram. Have a profile picture. Very simply. And he's like, I am not on Instagram to be famous. I say, what are you on it for? Are you on it for, you know, why you want it then? Because it's a social platform. You might not be here to be famous, but you might be here because you want to connect with people or you want to share. It's a social network. He goes, I'm here to be alone. I'm working on being alone. So guess what I did? I blocked him. Simple. He wants to be alone. I'm gonna fucking help him. Because we have a cycle. Emotions have cycles. If they don't complete their cycle, then we're going to be stuck in it forever. Now, here's a guy who made a social networking program or a social networking account so he can push people away because that's what he wanted to do. That's why I tell people, it's like, follow whatever you think you want. If what you want is to push people away and you think, no, but I shouldn't, then you're going to unconsciously push people away for the rest of your life until you push people away enough that you've learned the lesson. You know, for me, one of the biggest things was when I was like, you know, when I was like learning to be social, right? I was all like, how do I talk to girls? My name's Harvey. I don't know what to do. Years ago, when I'd gone through a breakup and I realized I was very inconfident, I'd see a girl I was really attracted to. And my instinct was, I want to show her I'm a good boy by not doing anything. And I was like, that's so silly. Why is that a thing? Why is that a thing inside me? I should talk to her if that's what I want, right? But here's the excitement. The excitement for me was to do that. So the excitement for me was to just kind of be a good boy. And eventually I was a good boy enough that I realized it didn't get me the results I wanted. Same thing with sadness. I was depressed in my life. So I let myself be depressed because that was the most exciting thing to do until one day I got bored of being depressed. That's emotions. They have a cycle. Then your brain's like, what else is there? Energy has a flow. Money has a flow. There has to be output. Love has a flow. There has to be output for there to be input. If you want to improve yourself, you have to remove the old parts of yourself. There must be like a dying off. I do these podcasts, I do these articles, I do everything because I'm getting rid of ideas. That energy, that the excitement for that single idea, I am getting rid of it. I am killing them off. I am sending them out to the universe. I'm letting you guys have it over and over again for free, whatever, who gives a fuck? Because I know every time I do that, I get space for a new idea. So when you remove friends, when you remove relationships that don't serve you, that upset you, you then create space for new friendships and new relationships. It's all energy physics. It is all a flow with emotion. And that's the beauty, that when you understand that, it makes so much sense. It's effortless. It's easy. You can see through the matrix. And when you do that, basically what happens is that you don't really have any questions. If the person doesn't want to be with you, you can help them not be with you because guess what? That means you've made space for someone new. If the person does want to be with you, then you can really help them and you can use that energy into reinvesting into the relationship like you reinvest in yourself that you would buy, say, for example, property and increases value. We look for synergistic relationships. There's the beauty. It's so beautiful when you understand it. It becomes easy, effortless. It's just beautiful. Now, that's the purpose of my 6-week program. And that's the purpose of my 7-day self-love course. So the 6-week program, for people who don't realize, just to kind of share it with you guys, it's my 6 weeks results coaching program. After the 6 weeks, it's easy, effortless, done. My 7-day self-love program is more like a sample. It helps you feel and understand and get in tune with what the hell I'm talking about, to experience what I'm talking about firsthand. Right now, you can still get that for $1. It's a pre-order. It's going to be out on the 7th of March, so coming this week. And when it's out, it'll be $7. And that course is astounding. I think it's fucking fantastic. But the choice is yours. You know, I'm here to offer those to people who want it. And I'm not here to offer it to those people who don't. Or I'm here to not offer it to people who don't. So if you'd like those, please go to my website, getimhooked.com. You can go up to the top, private coaching. You can apply for a free call. The 7-day self-love course, you go to 7dayselflovecourse.com and there will be a place for you to buy that there. But that's for you. What do you want? Thank you so much for listening. I think my computer just... I hope this is still recording. I don't have no idea. Yep, still recording. That's awkward. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Right now, it's been 29 minutes and 31 seconds. What do you think of the sound quality? Please email me at harvey@getimhooked.com. Think it's acceptable or not. If not, I might try some other equipment out. I might get something specific. Like a traveling podcast mic that might be cool, but not as sexy as the other one. I love my other one. It's like, I always wanted to get one of those like microphone arms. So I got a microphone arm, you know, like, so it's like a feel real studio and stuff like that. I have my workshop space. But holy fuck, guys, like, I would not be here if it wasn't for you. You know, this is a beautiful synchronistic relationship we have. So thank you so much for being a part of it. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure to leave a comment. And you can leave the comment saying, Harvey is my bae. And this is also on Stitcher now, apparently, and also on my website. So thank you so much for listening. And my God, you are fucking fantastic. Bye.